This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of here. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
When it comes to things that you were looking forward to doing today, where does this fall on the list?
Right after going to the dentist and catching up on laundry, I think.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Because the internet is like the internet, so fake and phony.
Oh, that save one, that drop. The internet is like the internet.
Yep. And it's so fake and phony, one person goes, did you see him? That's cocaine. And now everybody's running with it.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Down 95.
90 minutes.
I don't know highways, so I can't help. Never heard of it.
You haven't heard of it?
I'm not really in the drug scene.
Yeah.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
What's the saying, Curtis? A drunk man's words is a sober man's thoughts.
Right.
Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo!
It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Good morning and happy Friday from Newport, Rhode Island. Roadshow number 3 at the Lobster Bar. And what a turnout.
I'm going to cry, I think.
Oh, don't cry.
Oh, my God. I'm on so many drugs for the allergies, not anything crazy. Not pink cocaine.
Right, Steph Diggs.
But, no, it's unbelievable. People are hyped up this morning.
You guys are incredible. Thanks for being here bright and early this morning. And it's not so bad weather-wise. We have, as the seamen prefer, we have the wind at our back here.
Right, yes.
Calm seas, wind at back.
Beautiful morning here in Newport, Rhode Island.
First person on the show to complain. The doors are open behind us. You can see that on Twitch. Who will be the first to complain about how cold it is?
Curtis.
Courtney.
No chance.
Yeah.
I'm not a complainer.
No. I think I already did, so I lost.
Yeah.
But, no, beautiful day. We had a nice boat trip, you and I. Very romantic.
Yeah, nobody else got up for the boat trip this morning.
I was up, but I had other things I needed to do.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Wiggy was on the bidet. Yeah.
No, I was up. I was up, but I had other things I needed to do.
Yeah. I was up. I was texting the group.
I was up. Yeah.
We were all up.
We're here. We should start off by thanking everybody. We had an awesome afternoon and evening last night. I want to thank the very welcoming crew at the Ocean Cliff Hotel where we were last night. Beautiful place to stay.
Gorgeous.
It was the hospitality, whether it was Jody or Katie, Kelly. Like, there were so many people that went out of their way to make us feel at home. but they do have bidets. And it was my first experience.
No, I didn't get a bidet.
Yeah,
oh, my
bidet.
Room had a bidet.
Oh, I didn't have one.
Oh, my room had a very nice build-in. But it was like there was a wedding there. I got to watch the bride and groom. It was just picturesque Newport. And well, the Ocean Cliff is the nicest.
The bidet explains why you were late for the show this morning.
No, I wasn't late for the show. I was here. but no, I packed up the car. It's my mom and Aunt Kathy's birthday tomorrow. It's their birthday eve. We have to leave after the show.
Yeah.
They were enjoying last night. Aunt Kathy was getting spicy, so I hope that she was nice to everybody.
No, it was great. We had a great time last night at the Landing, and I want to thank Frankie and everybody at the Landing last night. Raised a lot of money for the staff from Matunuck Oyster Bar, and we'll get to that a little bit later.
What a staple, though. Like, it sucks. You know, we like the movie Waking Dead Divine.
Yes.
Because the gentleman is able to listen to his own eulogy.
Yeah.
But, like, the overflow of support for Matunuck Oyster Bar and the presence of that place in this state and New England, like the amount of people that I was talking to last night who were just saying, you know, whatever we can do to help, you know, that place is where I go on my anniversary. That's where I go 4th of July weekend, whatever. So it was really cool to connect on that level.
Well, honestly, the only thing that can dampen the mood today is the Knicks win last night.
Yeah. I mean, it's all right, though.
We watched that game. I was trying to will the Pacers back into that basketball game last night.
Tyrese Halliburton scores 6 points.
Eight.
And only, oh, was it eight points and only takes, what, seven shots? It's like, you know, but it's like what we saw with the Celtics, right? They go down 3-1. They go back, you know, they go back to Boston. You think, oh, they can do it. They win in Boston, and then they go to New York and they lose. So we'll see what happens with Indiana. Now the Knicks will have to go back to Indiana, and hopefully they'll be able to close it out. They'll be able to close it out in Indiana because I cannot stand the Knicks. I can't stand the fans.
No, I can't stand the city. I can't stand the whole state.
Oh, I do not want them to go to the championship.
Can't stand them.
There was a point like late in the third quarter where they got it to down to 10. Who's the guy that can't shoot the free throws? I never remember his name. But
Robinson for the Knicks?
Yeah. So he missed two.
Yep.
And I thought there was a chance. But the Knicks coach did this crazy thing. He called timeout. And then it actually reset the momentum of the game. I wish our coach knew how to do that.
Brunson hit a couple threes, and then that was it. It went from 10 to 18.
Yeah.
It was a wrap.
Yep. It is crazy, though, when you talk about Halliburton, because you go off on what night was that, Tuesday,
yeah.
and then last night you disappear. Why isn't the same narrative about him that we see about Jason Tatum?
Yeah, I don't, because I think that, Courtney, that's a great point, because, you know, you don't even hear the narrative about Anthony Edwards, who didn't perform great. You didn't really, so I don't, you know, I don't really know why the narrative is so negative towards Tatum, and then other people just kind of like, you know.
Well, don't you think
he's not an All NBA first team? That's
right.
Yeah, I mean, but
still,
you know,
nobody, you know, and also he's not. You don't get the feeling that he is asking for the adoration, which is kind of the feeling that.
Yeah,
I'm
but
getting.
You're the that you're
you
the only
that
person
from
who gets
Tatum.
That
feeling.
Yeah, you
yeah,
are.
Tatum does not.
I don't know
that off.
Okay, who not, else does
can
that?
We not yeah. start? Can we not start off?
No, but like, you're the only
piling
one.
On. I just think Jason Tatum sometimes looks like a little child who's asking for an extra scoop of ice cream.
Yeah,
he was at the Olympics and wasn't getting the start and just sat there and took it. He's not looking for adoration.
Yeah,
he's a guy who's so quiet about that stuff.
Yeah, you're the only person that was able to – I don't know where you got that one from, but I think
– I mean, he did talk about wanting to be the MVP and wondering what he had to do to get to the MVP. I mean,
thank you.
I mean, he did talk about that. I don't think he's this guy that's running around like Antonio Brown saying, love me. But I do think that Jason Tatum, because I remember we've had conversations about it, and I think Wiggy and I said at the time, it's refreshing to hear a guy that's honest about what he wants, but that was something where he has talked about it. I think it was with, like, Sopan.
Yeah, but he talks about it in a way of, like, I don't think he goes around and says, oh, the league, I need to be the MVP. I think he just like is saying, you know, hey, this is a goal that I'd like to accomplish, which every player would do. I think that Tatum, maybe like you said, Curtis, is because he's first team All NBA.
Right.
He's much better than Anthony Edwards, than to Tyrese Halliburton. So when he doesn't perform, people instantly look at Tatum and start, you know, they give him the negativity, where those other guys, you're kind of like, oh, they're good, but they're not on the same level as
it's
Tatum.
It's the same thing as Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. One plays poorly and is the talk of the town.
Yeah.
The other plays poorly and it's barely mentioned.
Yeah, and it's because, like you said, Tatum is first team All NBA.
Right. He's better.
Jaylen's the alpha, so
that's he's the fate. you could disagree, but he is the face of the league in the sense you see him all over the place. You see him in commercials. You know, when the NBA puts their kind of their stuff out there, he's one of the guys that's at the forefront. And, you know, when you have bad games and you're that guy, you get the negativity. But those other guys, you know, they're not as good.
People that we're talking about, people that love self-praise. I think it happened like in the midst of Memorial Day weekend, so we weren't doing shows. Did you see LeBron's tweet? It was the biggest humble brag, like unbelievable tweet I've ever seen. He just was like, I'm sitting. It was in the middle of one of the games, and he tweets that he's like, I'm just sitting here like 40 years old, all NBA. I am just so blessed. I can't believe what I've done.
Like, it's impressive.
Oh, my God. Is he a freaking pill?
Oh.
Well, great also, it's a little sus. That he would, you know, he went out with his whatever sprained the ACL or whatever, and then 2 weeks later he's dancing and twerking on right. On Instagram.
Yeah, he could dance. I remember spraining my MCL and I was dancing a couple nights later.
You were?
Okay. I was wearing a knee brace under my pants. So
well, Greg was karaokeing last night. So.
I was.
Yeah. What song? I didn't get to see it.
It was Brown Eyed Girl.
Oh.
And,
for DMs?
What's that?
For DMs?
Yeah, it was. I felt like, honestly, it was a pretty good performance. I don't know. I don't know all the lyrics.
Okay.
So
usually don't.
Yeah. But, you know, pretty good song. Yeah, pretty good time.
You got the message across.
We had a great time last night. It was awesome. You guys are incredible for coming out last night and coming out this morning. And we got a lot to do for you this morning here at the Lobster Bar in Newport, Rhode Island, including our leads coming up in about 15 minutes or so. And then they set it at 7:20, and that is a quick back and forth on everything that they said yesterday. And we will definitely talk about what Patrick Mahomes said about the potential final NFL season for Taylor Swift's Bay, Mr. Swift. Mm-hmm. And did I see that you got gifted last night with an autographed Taylor Swift CD or something?
Yeah, one of my favorite Twitchers, Alan, knows the Swifts.
Oh, really?
And so he brought me a signed CD with a guitar pick inside that Taylor supposedly used during a concert.
All right.
It was one of the most thoughtful gifts. He also had something from Korn for Rich Keefe.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
They kept calling him Korn Guy. I don't know.
And he actually, Alan, very nice gentleman, he also gave Courtney a cup of Taylor Swift's bathwater, which I thought was nice.
Yes. He charged me for that one.
Did the brother show up at all?
No, but there's still hope today.
All right. Does he have to – we had this conversation. I forget who I was talking to. And does he have to walk around and say – I'm Taylor Swift's brother?
I think
who would recognize him?
I think if he was walking down the street, the normal folk wouldn't recognize, but if you're a Swiftie, you would recognize him.
Okay, so you have to be diehard.
That's just weird.
No, like, really not.
Was it a Taylor Swift autograph or an autograph of her brother?
No, it was a Taylor Swift autograph.
All right.
I haven't got it authenticated. Is that what
you said? So the Swifties, to be clear, the Swifties know everybody in her family. Is it just siblings or cousins?
Dog walker.
Siblings, best friend, and her mom and dad.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Is she from around here?
Like, she has a house in Watch Hill.
Right. Oh, so that's he's here. He lives in her house?
I do not know, but...
I don't think he lives in her house.
I'm just trying to figure out if...
He was flying.
There are a lot of bedrooms.
But if he was just going to show up here in Newport...
He spends a lot of time here is what I've heard from Alan.
Okay. All right.
Now, I trust Alan. He works in the music industry.
Very nice man.
From Nashville.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If Alan says so.
A lot of nice Twitchers last night. Johnny Cakes was here.
Yeah.
So it was nice. It was also Anthony, who was a police officer here in Rhode Island, wrote two books about true crime, knows how much I love true crime, gave me the books.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's very cool. People are awesome.
Well, you can watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube all morning long from Newport, Rhode Island. And thank you to those of you who are up early and are already doing that. And this show on Twitch is presented every day by Springer's Jewelers, and Father's Day is right around the corner, and there's nothing like giving dad the gift of time or to a grad. So they have incredible, beautiful timepieces at Springer's, and it is a gift that will last forever. So go to Springer's in Portsmouth, tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and get dad a watch, or get a watch for that grad who is celebrating that that incredible achievement. What else did I mention? They said it.
We haven't mentioned dinner yet. We should get to that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Another great dinner at 22 Bowens.
Oh, so good.
It was better than even I remembered. The seafood tower never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah, we got to thank Justin, who is the chef over there, and that whole crew for hosting us again last night. And they, as always, they outdid themselves.
Yeah, so, they do a great job.
And Curtis, you said Rhode Island is hidden gem when it comes to restaurants.
Pound for pound, the best restaurants per capita.
Right?
Yeah.
It's right. The best food. You don't like it. And the other thing is, everybody you know here knows every everybody you meet here knows every restaurant in the state.
Yeah.
I also think we need to bring back Bagel Fridays. And
yes.
We should find the best bagel place in each location.
All
and
right.
Then Curtis obviously will order the bagels. Oh.
Thank you, Dad.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
That is somebody who is very accomplished at spending somebody else's money.
Yes.
Talking
yeah,
right
yeah.
there.
A plus.
Hey. Where, on my resume.
Where is Santo?
He should be here. He left when I did.
All right.
So.
All right. Santo.
I don't know where it's he
is. Oh, Santo is not here.
It's.
I know where Santo is. I can't say, though.
What?
I mean, I was sworn to secrecy, so I can't. I ain't going to snitch.
See, this is how rumors start.
Yeah,
you're
no. I ain't going to snitch at all.
Oh, dear.
Were you told something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Last night, but, you know, I don't want to say it.
Did he have a baggie with pink salt?
No, nothing like that. Nothing like that. It's not incriminating, but I don't think he's coming.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
He's coming.
All right. You sure about that? I don't know. I ain't going to say nothing.
Really?
Snitches get stitches. You already know.
He's playing golf today, but he's leaving at 9.
Okay.
That's what he told me. Is he here? Somebody, he's here. He's over there.
Oh, okay.
Amazing. Oh. Wiggy, you are.
Is he there?
Yeah, he's all
over
right,
there.
There
he is.
No, Wiggy's trying to start trouble.
Yeah,
no, I knew he was going to play golf.
Right. Yeah, but,
I didn't want to say. The guy said, don't say nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's playing golf.
All right.
Well, how about a Rhode Island welcome for Santo?
Oh, the there angel among us.
Mr.
Truly.
Cox. All right. news with Courtney coming up. We're going to do guest leads this morning. Correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
All right. So guest leads, I would guess 7:45, and then the news with Courtney coming up at 8. And as always, we are hoping for some great Hill notes, and you can leave a voice note for us on any topic on the Odyssey app. And you'll see the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and just leave a voice note. We'll play the best ones back at about 9:20 on this morning's show. But to get us started here in Newport, here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. Before I get into sports, 240 Miller Lights sold last night at the Landing. Boss man Ken Laird gave me that number this morning. So that's $2,400 going to the staff at Matunic Oyster Bar. Good job by all of you guys out there.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
And we want to thank Miller Lite and want to thank the Landing for they are donating $10 per Miller Lite sold. And same here at the Lobster Bar this morning. So
yeah.
And Ken put down two of those puppies.
Oh,
so wild
two, three?
It was actually one and a half.
Yeah.
Wounded soldier.
With a straw. I mean, I don't.
Oh,
the bandana's going.
There you go.
Oh,
that's pretty dope.
And he actually got live footage of him recycling the bottle.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I also say, this was the ultimate dad move. So like I said, Ken got me some Sudafed, Zyrtec, one of those, yesterday at the end of the show.
Lately, you've been trading a lot of pharmaceuticals, which I think is a felony.
No.
But go ahead.
No, that's over the counter, and I did not give Wiggy the one anxiety medicine on the Bermuda flight. That was not me.
That was international drug trade.
That was not me.
Okay.
I'm out of my lorazepam. That was someone else.
What are you like, Piper?
Yes. Piper, no.
It sounded like yesterday you gave him illicitly gave him the pharmaceuticals for the plane.
He made it seem that way. It was not me.
I didn't say she did. Hey, Cam, be careful. Make sure this ain't Crip territory. Rocking that blood bandana.
But, what in the world?
But the cutest thing ever was Ken after the show.
Ken looked like you won a contest.
Says to me, now, Courtney, be careful because if you drink on allergy medication, it can go to your head.
And I said, he did not say that.
I swear to God. Yeah.
Well, he's like a dad.
Yeah, it was really nice.
It was at 7 a.m. Yeah. It's not going to be in her system at 8
24 at hours, it says. The Red Sox back in action tonight. 7:15, first pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start, opposing Grant Holmes. Brooksy will join Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:15 for the MassMutual pregame show. In the NBA, we already talked about it, but the Knicks stay alive. Final score 111-94. Jalen Brunson led the way, going off for 32. And after a wild night on Tuesday, Tyrese Halliburton was a no-show, ending the night with only 8 points. Game 6 is set for Saturday. And in the NHL, Edmonton moves on, beating Dallas 6-3. So Wiggy has one of his teams in the Stanley Cup Finals. It's Panthers, Oilers in those finals. That series will start on Wednesday in Edmonton.
That will be the lowest rated Stanley Cup in NHL history.
Yeah,
you don't get credit for Canadian markets, so one of the teams doesn't count, and the other one's in Florida, and they had 15 people at their parade.
Yeah. Well, it's a repeat from last year, so maybe we'll get a little bit of a boost. Mm.
And let love bloom in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending.
We are in Newport, Rhode Island this morning, and it is Roadshow number 3. Coming up next, we'll get to our leads and roadshows this fourth roadshow season. Brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time New England. By Harbor One Bank. They know your business like nobody's business. By Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails. Because some collaborations are just destined to be born to mix. Also brought to you by Land Rover Norwood, where everything is different. And by 110 Grill, gluten-free dining done right. Visit any of their 34 locations throughout New England. And this roadshow in Newport, brought to you locally by Warwick Tree Service, by Full Keel Marine, by Riverhead Building Supply, the Ocean Cliff Hotel, and the International Tennis Hall of Fame, which is right here in Newport. And we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roadshow number 3 from Newport, Rhode Island, and the Lobster Bar, and it's only 6:30, and we already lost Wiggy.
Oh,
I don't know. There he is.
He had to figure out the parking situation out front.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I mean, he's got like Super Bowl champ written on the back. I doubt that they're going to ticket you or anything. Unless you brought the Porsche.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a nice car.
Did he happen to bring some autographed 8x10s to sign for everybody in case they ask for one, Coach?
Well, I don't have the 8x10s on me there at the house, but I am parked literally right next to the street team thing.
Yeah, the van.
Right next to the dumpster.
I think you're probably okay.
Yeah.
So just keep an eye out if there is a meter maid, please, because those tickets are impossible to get fixed.
You don't have a guy here?
No, not a meter maid. The governor can't even fix a meter maid.
Yeah, you're right about that.
We talk about the next generation not doing anything, but I bumped into Adam from our street team. 3 a.m., left the station, got down here.
Awesome.
Unbelievable.
Pretty cool. So thank you for doing that, guys. Very exciting.
And I want to send some well wishes to the amazing Ashley from the foundation to her dog who got sick yesterday.
Yeah.
Ashley is not here, but we do have Roadshow merch. So limited edition Roadshow merch. Proceeds go to benefit the beneficiaries of the Greg Hill Foundation. So hope you guys will take advantage while you are here. And we're back on the road again next week, and Roadshow number 4 this season is in Maine. So good morning and hello to everybody listening up on our stations in Maine. And we will be there next week at the Brunswick, and that will be roadshow number 4. So, and we'll be up there the night before for pregame at the Cowbell, which is Waterford, Waterbury, Westbrook, I think maybe. Is where that
we'll
is.
We'll look that up.
It's near the water.
We're gonna bring a football to that one so that all hands, if we're taking photos, will be on football because Old Orchard Beach gets handsy.
Well,
all right.
No issue last night.
Everybody very respectful here in Rhode Island, right. But Maine, a different
good.
Story.
All right. Good.
That's what the Dallas Cowboys do with the cheerleaders. They bring a football. So if you're taking a photo with gentlemen around you, they have to hold the football so that they can't have their arms on you.
Really?
Wow, yeah. That's a good idea.
Huh? We had some good cheerleader talk with Jordan Hudson. As a cheerleader,
yeah,
is the Cowboy cheerleader, is that the apex?
Right now it is, yeah.
That's
for
the
sure.
top of the chain.
Yeah, the Patriots was for a bit.
What was it before? It's always been the Cowboys.
No, it's, but all the right. Patriots took over for a bit, but now because of the show, Dallas is back in the forefront.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, the Patriots, no disrespect, but they were never at the Patriots cheerleaders. We're never at the same level as the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
There was a year where they were voted the best team.
Really?
Oh, yes. Were they?
Yeah.
Hands down, it was the Washington Redskins cheerleaders. Oh, they were the best.
Whoa. Really?
Yo, yeah. Hands down.
You're not supposed to be when you were playing.
Your hands shouldn't be down.
Yeah. You're not supposed to be fraternizing with the cheerleaders.
We weren't. But when you're in the tunnel waiting to come out. And they're all lined up, stretching in front of you. Oh, that's what they used to do in Washington.
Oh.
You know, when you come out of the tunnel, they used to be right there, and they'd be stretching and holding each other's legs up, trying to distract the players before the game.
All I
know, we're gonna get me with that one.
Amen.
You have a creepily real memory of that.
Oh, everybody knows that. Anybody who played in the NFL knows that that's what the Washington Redskins cheerleaders did.
Would they go into
was known.
The visitors' tunnel and do it?
Yeah, would be right. So, like, you know how the guys wait in, you know, to get called out and you'd come out and they'd be right on, like, right there and they'd be stretching each other and, you know, holding legs up and trying to distract the guys.
But, or they were just
they weren't
going
to get me.
I don't think they were doing it to distract you guys.
What do you think they were doing it?
They were stretching.
No, Courtney. When do you stretch in a tunnel? Right where the visiting locker room is.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, okay. If you saw the stretching, you'd be like, that ain't to loosen up the hamstring.
And you're not supposed to fraternize, but Wiggy did set up Gronk and Camille.
Oh, yeah. I did set them up, just being a good teammate for Gronk.
I would assume you would be invited to the wedding.
I would hope so.
Is that going to happen?
Whenever that happens.
Yeah, whenever it does, I figure I would, you know.
I mean, you have to give Rob Gronkowski credit.
Mm-hmm.
They've been together for
a while.
Over 10 years,
I think. Holy hell.
And no, he has not had to cough up a ring.
Yeah.
Well, cough up a ring. I mean, that's one way to put it. Or propose to the love of your life would be another. He hasn't done it yet. Yeah.
And if they do, I don't want to just be, invited to the wedding. I feel like I should be where, you know, with the groomsmen.
Yes. Yeah. You should have a speech.
And you should get 10% of the cost because you're the one who created it in the first place. So you should get some finder's fee.
No, I don't need that. I just invite me to the wedding. Put me in the with the groomsmen and have an open bar and I'm good.
Okay. And if it's destination, you have to pay for his travel.
I think I feel like Gronk would fly us out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, speaking of tight ends, and I'm talking about the cheerleaders that Wiggy was talking about, not Gronk. We will hear what Patrick Mahomes said about Travis Kelce and his final season in the NFL during They Said It, which is coming up in about 50 minutes at 7:20 this morning. I hope that some of you brought a guest lead with you here to the Lobster Bar in Newport. We will do those at around 7:45, and we have limited edition Roadshow trucker hats, and we have the Seaport Connect version, which we will give to the very best guest leads a little bit later on this morning. Speaking of leads, let's get right to those now.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
On this morning as we sit here on the harbor in Newport, and that is the Hughes Corporation. Am I correct about that?
That is correct, Gregory. Well done.
Okay. Rock the Boat leads this morning, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Find your local authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Good morning, Shy.
Morning, Greg. So yesterday afternoon, Tom E. Curran joined the afternoon show here, the WEEI afternoon program, and described Drake May's passing as a little erratic, if you will. He wasn't missing by a little. He was missing by a lot. No turnovers, but there were a lot of misses going on. I don't know what's up. I don't know. I mean, one day he has a good day, one day he has a bad day. I don't really know what the deal is, whether it's the offense, whether it's him, whether he's rusty, whether it's the receivers, whether I don't really know because I'm not there. I can't see it. But I would just like, again, everybody relax. Nobody freak out. I saw some people try to aggregate it on Twitter, getting all nervous. Like, it's OTAs. They're figuring things out. They're working through stuff. If we get into a preseason game and he's throwing the ball all over the place, sailing things left and right, then I'll be concerned. But, like, whether it's a good day or a bad day at OTAs should not impact how you view the Patriots and Drake May entering this season. Let's watch it when actual pads are on. There's actually people on the field, and we're actually seeing real football in front of us.
Was the hitch gone?
I didn't hear anything about a hitch, so you're good.
Okay.
I don't think Joe Milton's very good, so this isn't me saying that he should be the starter. But isn't it concerning that you removed competition from a guy that clearly seems to need it? Like, why are you trying to make it easy on him?
Why do you think he needs competition?
Because everybody, Tom Brady needed competition, so I assume if he did, it would help Drake May. I mean, Brady's second half of his dynasty was created because Belichick drafted Jimmy G and it got him to a new level.
And he didn't need competition from, like, what, 03 to 07?
But it's a bad sign that you have to get rid of a guy because the starting quarterback, and if he's playing like this, I agree. Who cares? It's an OTA.
Right.
But if you're going to have a practice, you might as well be good at it.
That's not confirmed, though. The Milton thing is not confirmed, that he caused a big
scene. It's pretty close to confirmed.
Curtis, that's a complete assumption that Drake May is the one that wanted him out.
It's actually, I mean, I would bet everything I have on it. I believe that entirely.
Okay, well, you probably lose.
You think a rookie
quarterback?
You think a rookie quarterback has that type of pull, though?
Oh, Drake May's the most important person in that building.
Tom Brady was the most important person in that building, and he got Jimmy Garoppolo to hit the road, but it took a few seasons before that happened.
But that was a different system. You had the coach who had won, at that time, had won three, been to five. You had a quarterback that was one of the top three players in the history of the sport at that time.
And knowing Vrabel, I don't think Drake May's walking into Vrabel's office.
Right.
I think what Vrabel did is he eliminated a potential distraction if Drake May or at least the reports are he's a little shaky, because what do you think people would be saying if Joe Milton was here?
Right.
He should get some first team reps. And I'm with Ninkovich on this one. I'm not at OTA, so I don't know, like, are they there to see the whole practice? When he says that he was erratic, I mean, is he watching every single rep, or is it like, you know, a pat and go period where he might sail a ball here or there? So, and, you know, it is OTA, so I'm not going to concern myself a ton because I've seen the guy playing games.
I do like the fact, if the reporting is accurate, that Vrabel ripped Baker,
yes,
a new one,
yeah,
the other day,
yeah,
for showboating.
Yeah.
Like, I like that approach.
Yeah.
Because that would not have happened with the previous guy.
Yeah, Mayo wouldn't have done that. You know, Bill probably would have definitely did that. It's like Mike Tice used to say all the time, you know, two hands until you make your first Pro Bowl when you're catching the football. Like, don't be a guy that can just think you can go up with one hand and because you got good hands.
Well, he, like, pushed off the back,
yeah,
and then caught the ball and was, you know, acting
like he
won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I get Vrabel for doing that. It's one thing, you know, if it's a veteran that you know, like, has put the work in and that kind of stuff, but you got to earn your stripes. And Javon, no one in that wide receiver room, that's the only concern I have with this football team, has shown that they earned the right, except for Steph Diggs. But unfortunately, he's hurt, and we're not going to know what he looks like until, like, week five.
Where do you stand on Steph Diggs showboating after one of Cardi B's friends calls him daddy?
Hey, I got no problem with that. A lot of lovely ladies on that boat.
Is that okay?
And they had a lot of nice bathing suits, Courtney.
Yes, they did.
Any of your opinions change on that topic at all?
No. Last night, people are going to they're going to look at it and they're going to come up with their own perception based on maybe what they're hearing from other people. Oh, yeah, that's cocaine. Then it's now what's the other thing? MDHA or what was it called?
Molly or something else.
And, yeah, people are like, yeah, I know that exactly what that was.
That allergy medicine that Ken gave Courtney.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, as I said to the guy last night, I go, if you handed me a pill right now because I had a headache and somebody got it on off camera, they'd be like, ah, look at Wiggy, he's popping pills. He's a pill popper.
All right, but that's not what happened.
Right.
I mean, the assumption is that it was whoever came up with that was the pink cocaine.
Well, he came up with it out of his office person.
Yeah.
And then he said, you know, don't do too much and come back and see me.
He said that?
Yeah.
Who did he say that to?
Yeah, it's on what do you just watch something? You don't.
Yeah, we got to give that another.
You don't listen
view.
To
it.
I got to give that a don't do too much. Come back.
Listen
and see
to it.
Me.
Listen to the audio.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't listen to the audio.
Now he's Nino Brown. Like, hey, don't do too much. If you need more, you know where to find
me. I mean, Shime, did you listen to the audio? Am I dreaming?
Or I just pulled it back up to double check. I didn't hear that part, but I will. Yeah. I'll double check right this second.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
want to malign the man if that's not what happened. But
don't do too much. Choking him, calling him daddy. Okay.
He does call him daddy.
Yeah, now he's looking out for his safety.
He does. All right.
The only way this story ends perfectly is for Cardi B and Steph Diggs to be dancing and twerking on Bill's 1+8 rings boat.
Yeah.
He did in fact say, don't take all of it. That was the words he said.
All right, don't take all of it.
I say
don't
when I give candy to someone.
Yeah. Right.
I say that when I give gum.
That's what Ken said to Greg when the seafood tower arrived.
So what does he mean by that, Wiggy? Don't take all of it.
I mean,
don't hog
it. Maybe they're Altoids. Okay. Yeah. Don't take all my Altoids.
Those do burn the mouth.
I got to keep my breath fresh.
No. It was Tums.
Is he diabetic? Does he have to keep candy on him?
What?
Is he diabetic? Does he have to keep candy on him?
He could be. That's what he is. All right. We are in Newport, Rhode Island on a Friday at the Lobster Bar. And we will be right back with more of today's leads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are back in Rhode Island at the Lobster Bar in Newport, Roadshow number 3. Tina Turner, I believe. Shime.
Nailed it, Greg. You're on a roll today.
That verse, the great Tina Turner.
Oh, man.
Very, very talented.
Miss Tina.
Very, very talented.
Man.
Great dancer.
What's that?
Great dancer.
Well, she had a career. They did that thing where her legs were insured by Lloyd's of London or something for $1 million. But had a great resurgence of a career.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, you know, the whole thing, the Ike and Tina thing. But then, you know, I think it was like, then it was the Mad Max movie that really had that great song in it. I forget the name of the song.
It's so good.
I don't remember names of songs, so it's kind of like.
Right.
Yep. That's going to drive me crazy.
Yeah,
now.
What was the name of that song from Mad Max, the Thunderdome?
We don't need another hero.
Yes.
Yes.
We don't need another hero.
Sing it, coach.
Yeah.
All right.
Your private dancer.
Thank you. All right, we're at the Lobster Bar in Newport, and coming up at 7:20, we will get to They Said It. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We have leads left to get to, but first, Walter from Boston. Walter, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Every time I hear like people talk about the Drake May thing, it's I heard even Badad saying that Joss is installing his offense. You're taking a guy who's usually playing on instincts and making him, like, hit guys at certain spots. It's like Dayball said the same thing when he had Josh Allen, he had to, like, lean his offense towards for what makes him good. I think what's going on now with Mac is they're trying to install that. You know how Josh has that boom, 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 and then throw the ball. So Max, I mean, maybe not used to that. So
yeah, don't bring
I think
Mac
it's going to take a little time. And people are already tripping. It just makes no sense.
No, thank you for the call. That was Shime's lead this morning, was that Tom E. Curran was on this radio station yesterday talking about a, I guess, a poor performance from Drake May.
To be fair, if Tom E. Curran went on the afternoon show or midday show, whatever it was yesterday, and said Drake has been spectacular, I don't think Shime would say don't pay attention to the OTAs.
I mean, Mike Reese said last week after the four interception day that he had a fantastic, very crisp day on Friday, and I didn't use that as a lead the next time.
Well, that's because we didn't have a show on Saturday.
I mean, even Monday, I didn't bring it up.
Monday, we weren't here.
About OTAs. They don't matter.
Yeah, I would tell you, don't trip about OTAs. I've seen so many guys that are like, man, that guy is good. And OTAs, he looks good. And then you put the pads on, and it's like, man, where'd that
so
guy
you
go?
Know, there's no when you look at OTAs specifically,
yeah,
you don't put any credence into what people are reporting.
Nope, not one bit.
That they're seeing there.
Not one bit. Like Ninko told you, he was a guy that OTAs maybe worked a little bit against him because you don't wear pads, and he couldn't show his aggressiveness because he didn't have the pads on. And once he put the pads on, he was a different player, and he was able to show his aggressiveness, which led him to be like, oh, now they can see what I can do. Yep. I don't really start judging until training camp. What I use OTAs for is for a Drake May, a quarterback, or other positions, offensively, defensively, learning a new system, getting the terminology right, kind of understanding what Josh is looking for. Those are the things that I take away from OTAs. You know, if a guy has a great day, I'm like, all right, whatever. Whether it's, you know, Shime's guy that we got to keep an eye on, Kyle Williams, if he has a great day. How many guys have we seen look good in OTAs and then they get into training camp and like, damn, where the hell did this guy go?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that's, I think that's the biggest thing for OTAs. So when you guys are out there and you're listening, think about OTAs as more of a learning for what the offense or defense, just that type of stuff is.
Okay. Leads remain this morning, including one from Curtis. Curtis, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Revisiting a lovely conversation with the chief baseball officer, Craig Breslow, yesterday on the show. I asked about Cora's role, given the fact that the Nerds are telling him what to do, and this is how it sounded.
So I would say that that's not exclusively the role. I think that was, you know, probably distilled down too simply. I think it's to synthesize in real time the information that he's seeing along with the objective information and all of the preparation. And I also think, you know, one of, if not the most difficult job that a manager has, and you know, Alex can certainly speak to this better than I can, is managing the personalities and the needs of 26 guys in a clubhouse and a staff of 10 to 15 coaches.
Right. So there's the, that if I'm Alex Cora, I want to level this guy. Like, his job is to synthesize in real time the stats we feed him, or else.
Yeah.
Like,
he has no real say in anything other than holding the guy's hands and trying to find a way to get everybody to get along. He played the game.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Breslow played the game.
Right.
It was shocking to me the over-reliance, and I shouldn't be shocked because it's happening everywhere. I think it sucks when it comes to sports. But the over-reliance on analytics by this baseball team is weird. It's like alarming.
I would ask anybody to provide me evidence. The people that most rely on analytics fail to give any evidence that this actually works.
Well, the issue here for the Red Sox is that Heim Bloom was that analytics guy, and they made it seem like they were going to go in a different direction in bringing in Craig Breslow, and they haven't done anything different.
Right, and I think it's because John Henry made his money in, like, soybean futures, so, like, he figures these things out. I'm not even kidding, but it's true. Like, I sit here, and I hear that, and I'm like, I get it. You're using analytics, but give me the time and place. We're taking your best pitcher off the mound when your bullpen is taxed at 85 pitches. Makes sense. That is such a perfect example of an anomalous situation.
Yeah.
Where I get it. You don't want to overwork a guy who's never thrown over 140 innings, whatever it is. But on that game, on that day, the analytics don't know the fact that the bullpen is completely taxed, that you need the win. Like, the reason why analytics in the playoffs with Billy Beane has never translated to a championship is because you have to use things in small sample sizes. You can extrapolate over 162 games, a lot of data. But in a best-of-five playoff series, you still rely on this stuff, and that's where real, actual moments occur, where you need to allow Cora to synthesize the data and say, F off, I'm going to keep this guy in.
Right.
He's rolling. We need to win tonight.
No, and it's okay to use them and to rely on them at times, but when they're not giving you the result that you need to be able to throw them out the
Switch
window.
It up.
It's like, you know, Wiggy hates the drive line approach, you know, that these guys, the Red Sox use where, you know, when it comes, that's why you got these guys striking out left and right. And rather than, you know, change it up and go, all right, we're going to flip it up. We're going to, you know, when it comes to hitting the baseball, we're going to let these guys hit the baseball the way they want to hit the baseball. They're focused on these systems that have at times, I guess, worked, but there's no human element allowed with Alex Cora.
And they take away the gut instincts of which I would think a manager and a former player to be in a situation like, all right, maybe we can bring in Chapman to face another hitter and see how he does. Or maybe he's able to go another hitter or even two hitters or maybe even another inning. Or like you said, hey, how does – I know we have Crochet on a pitch count because we don't want to burn his arm out or that kind of thing, but maybe we have him go a little bit more in this game and we pull back from him his next start.
No. Excellent lead, Curtis. Can we give Curtis a round of applause? He needs the positive reinforcement.
Thank you. He feeds
off it.
Thanks, Tom.
He feeds off it. All right, we're in Newport, and we are at the Lobster Bar. It is roadshow number 3 on a Friday. You can watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube, and it is brought to you on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers. Go see them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and get Dad a watch for Father's Day, or if you have a graduate, get them a watch, and you're going to get the very best price and the very best timepiece at Springer's, and we will be right back with the rest of today's leads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.